Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February 17th. In the year of our Lord, 2015, this, ladies and gentlemen, is hour one of two, and our goal always remains the same: to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. In the traditions of our founders, it's incredibly simple. We believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty put in place by the founders are absolutely brilliant. We don't need revolution. We need restitution. We need a simple return, ladies and gentlemen. We can restore the republic of the traditions of our founders if we wisely put in place the checks and balances our founders worked so hard to preserve and to put in place for us. And I know a lot of people say, Sam, we've tried everything. Give up on that. Come on. Don't you realize it's already past time? I don't agree. Do we got a long road to hoe? No doubt. Have we lost a lot of liberties? Without a doubt. But ladies and gentlemen, we still have more freedoms than virtually any country on the planet. And you say, Sam, that isn't true. Come on, there's all kinds of freedom indexes around the world that suggest America's fallen way behind. Well, that's true if you take a finite look at liberty. In other words, if you, you know, just take these 20 factors or whatever you want to and talk about liberty, that's fine. I'll give you an example. If you take Australia or New Zealand and you say, hey, women can run around with their tops taken off. Man, they're free. Well, that to me necessarily isn't freedom. And it was violating the commandments of God, and being immoral isn't necessarily a stroke for freedom per se. Now, you might be able to do more things per se, but that doesn't mean you're free. Another example. In America, we have the seeds to restore the republic of the traditions of our founders. In other words, if we demand that the checks and balances work, if we, the American people, really did stand up and say we've had enough and stand together for the moral law in America, just think what we could accomplish. There's a lot of opportunity we have in America that others don't have simply because we can return the republic to its former greatness by applying the pure principles that made America great. See, America believes God and his laws are above government. There's no other nation that believes that reality. And so, you know, I don't want to discuss the sovereign movement per se, but I am telling you the Declaration of Independence claims we have the authority to throw off government that's not doing what it's supposed to do. See, how many other governments acknowledge that reality, huh? All right. So, you know what? America's lost a lot. Don't misunderstand me. I'm keenly aware of that reality. But we could abolish the Federal Reserve and go back to constitutional, honest money very easily. How many other nations could do that? See, the checks and balances put in place are the answer, ladies and gentlemen. And even though we're not maybe exercising as many freedoms as other countries seem to have, I'm telling you, when push comes to shove, we have more freedoms and can demand on more freedoms and can use the brilliance of our system to insist on more freedoms than any other country in the world. Never forget that reality. We have the road back is the point. We have the blueprint for success. All right, without further ado, let's cover the recap of yesterday's broadcast. Then we'll kick in today's news the networks refuse to use. This half hour is brought to you in part by TetonSports.com. When you want indoor comfort outdoors when you're camping, do it right with Teton Sports. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson. He's the Utah coordinator for CampaignForLiberty.org. And we talked about John Boehner says he's ready to let Homeland Security funding lapse. I think he's really ready to close down Homeland Security. I doubt it, ladies and gentlemen. They always talk big. If they shut down the government, they always end up on the short end of the stick and lose big. But usually what they do is at the 11th hour, 59 minutes, 59 seconds, come up with a solution that sells us down the river. That's what usually happens. Count on that happening again, folks. 50 Shades of Grey, the porn film, earns $81.7 million. Dollars at the box office over the weekend. Big, big money. And in England and other places, or I guess Scotland, one of these places over there in Europe, it's crazy. I guess a bunch of women were all drunk and throwing up in the aisles, and a man got beat up. And man, 50 Shades of Grey just out of control. Are airlines talking about requiring proof of vaccinations for domestic air travel? The answer to that question is yes, they're talking about it. I don't know if they'll get that done or not, but they're starting to become very, very hostile to those who do not believe in the vaccinations. We also talked with Lowell Nelson about the bogus notion of an Article 5 convention and how fraught with danger that really is. We talked about Cliven Bundy was in Orem, Utah, speaking to a couple of hundred people last week. But we also talked about they had this promotion of gay and lesbian agenda event that had a whole lot more people involved, and they managed to raise a whole lot more money than the Patriots ever dreamed of raising. So again, it's a matter of Patriots not putting their money where their mouth is. Americans who believe in God, family, and country, and life, liberty, and property, they're not really serious enough yet. And until Patriots get serious enough about their freedom, we're not going to gain ground. Now, I know you could say to me, Sam, come on, that's not a fair statement as a whole. Come on, there's certain Patriots that are doing a great job, no doubt. But their numbers are sure anemic, to say the least. All right. Washington's birthday was yesterday. A lot of people call it President's Day, but it's really George Washington's birthday, folks. He was first in war, first in peace, and first in the heart of his countrymen for a good reason. We wrapped up that hour with Lowell talking about legislative battles in the beautiful Beehive Olympic State of Utah. Second hour, brought to you in part by your scientifically backed free vigor test. How would you like energy in your life? How would you like to take a test? How would you like to chart your energy levels? And then with natural health and healing solutions, improve those energy levels. Kurt will be glad to help you with that. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Second hour, we had on our guest, Becky Akers. She's an author. She's the author of two main novels. They're revolutionary new novels. Buy them before they're banned today. The first one, Hailstorm, about Nathan Hale. The second one, Abducting Arnold, the true story. Benedict Arnold. Was he really a thug like they tell you? Becky's got a different take. Check it out today. Look for Becky Akers in either Hailstorm or Abducting Arnold. We talked about anonymous boys sends Valentine to every girl in his school. He tried to remain anonymous, but they wouldn't let him. Over 1,000 girls. Now, he wasn't looking for a date. He didn't have a special high school honey or anything. He just felt like everybody should be included. Great parenting is all I can tell you. CNN anchor, this guy's whacked out. Chris Cuomo, or that's how you name? Is that how you say his name? Anyway, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo has a battle with Judge Roy Moore of Alabama, and he blatantly says rights don't come from God. Our laws come from collective agreement and compromise. And Becky Akers wisely points out, look, you deny the link to God, and at some point, tyranny is your only answer, and she's correct on that. Okay, look, the author of liberty is the Almighty. The Declaration of Independence recognizes it. The Constitution, in a roundabout way, recognizes it. We, the people, understood that back in the day. Now we've simply lost our way. All right, speaking of immorality and turning our back on the Almighty author of liberty, John, how do you say his name, Kissimer? Or Kitzimer? Anyway, he resigns as governor of Oregon. I guess his fiance had a big old bunch of scandals relating to, well, I guess she got inside special deals because her lover was the governor. And now it's a big old meltdown. And I guess this woman now will soon become the first openly bisexual governor in American history. I guess she's going to replace replace one pervert with another? One immoral whatever with another? Oh, boy. I guess WorldNet Daily brought up an article that talked about CBS has radical gay advising parents about sex talk. He says you got to tell children what they need to know. But again, this is what CBS does. CBS, funded by your tax dollars, promoting the gay agenda at every turn. Obama advisor, John Podesta, I guess his biggest regret is keeping America in the dark about UFOs. I mean, again, it just shows that government lies. And don't worry, we're all supposed to be convinced we went to the moon, huh? They lied about UFOs, but I'm telling you, they told the truth about the moon for sure. Got it? Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday. On your radio. It's available on your Roku player. Look in the special interest section for Liberty News Radio and live and on-demand radio free. Also at libertyroundtable.com. Without further ado, News the Networks Refuse to Use starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, the break's right here on the other side. Mitch McConnell's in the news. Yeah, he promised a no-shutdown pledge, Kurt. Except now what's he going to do? Kurt's got details in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station, teaming up with Liberty News Radio and Republic Broadcasting Network.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Looks like Mitch McConnell's in the news. John Boehner alongside for the ride. They're boxed in, Kurt, huh? What are they going to do now?
Well, at least in my opinion, the way you look at this thing, you've got Mitch McConnell, who, really, he's at the ultimate, height of, I guess you could say, of his career.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Now he's reached the top of the Senate. And so he's really got nowhere to go, except that you've got to remember that if you do the right things that the big money folks and your handlers want you to do, well, hey, there'll be some... parachutes some golden parachutes for you.
Well, you call them revolving door opportunities, Kurt.
Yeah, and that'll be coming for him, I guarantee you. If not, his family, etc. But he's basically sold out, and so right after the election, he basically promised, "Hey, I'm never again going to shut down the government." And it's not. I mean, it's like he thought that's what people wanted, but what, in my opinion, people really want is they do want a whole bunch of the government shut down. But he, for some reason, just, you think, well, he just doesn't get it, does he? But in my opinion, he did these steps just automatically just to do what's going on right now. They say boys at the Washington Post, poor old Mitch McConnell is just kind of stuck. Because now he doesn't have enough Republicans. They got to have 60 of them to outdo any of this, this evil stuff that the Senate Democrats are doing. It's the old good cop, bad cop routine, that goes on. And they say it's left McConnell just trapped inside this legislative box that he had vowed to avoid. And, by the way, they say in one that for the previous 4 years, his close ally, House Speaker John Boehner, frequently wandered into without an exit strategy. Yeah, imagine both leaders of both houses being stuck in the same way, Sam. Isn't it amazing? It's almost as if it was intended to be that way.
Yeah, good point. Here's what I also find out fascinating. On one hand, the Republicans seem to just never have enough power. If they're in the minority, they claim, by golly, if we had the majority, we'd have the power. But since we're in the minority, we don't. Then they say, golly, now that we have the majority, we just don't have a big enough majority. They never have enough power to really get anything of value that they promised done. However, it's funny. When the Democrats have the majority, they have plenty of power to do whatever they want, Kurt. Now that the Democrats are in the majority, the minority, they even still have the power to do what they want. So the Democrats now have, Boehner and McConnell boxed in. Oh, those poor guys just don't know what to do. At the same time, when the Republicans had the minority status, they didn't have the power to really stop or control anything. In other words, the Democrats have way more power than the Republicans in given similar situations. Isn't that fascinating?
Yes, it is. And, the bottom line is, really, we've talked to certain congressmen who indicate that, hey, with the right, just a simple little group of guys, really, you can make a big difference in the House, and I'm sure the same way in the Senate. But so many times they just want to avoid that kind of thing because they're really not about solutions, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me be
very
clear.
They just want to make it look like that.
When I say the Democrats have much more power in given situations, it isn't true. That's just the lie that they tell. Okay, the truth is, in the congressmen and senators that we've talked to on a personal, private level, they say, look, our leadership is selling us out. That's why we can't get it done. It has nothing to do with the Democrats. It has nothing to do with anything except for our own leaders. So McConnell, after his no-shutdowns pledge, quickly finds himself legislatively boxed in. Now, they say frustrated Republicans taste limits of majority control. What does that mean, Kurt? That's a game-playing manipulation also.
Well, it's basically talking about the same idea that, hey, and this is what both sides like to tell you. They want to bring this up. Hey, man, you guys, sure, you helped us out pretty good, but we just don't have enough. And, it's always more. It's kind of like the education establishment, You just, how much money? Oh, just a little more. And it's always the same old way. And yet, in my opinion, the nice thing that we know of, Sam, that we're aware of, is that there are those guys who understand the power of the purse is, it's literally, I don't know if you call it anything more powerful, except for, of course, God, but money runs the operation there in the government.
That.
And if you could literally just help them understand that, and if they don't understand it, a guy like Boehner, he's got to understand it. It's not like it's, something new for him, but,
Kurt,
when you
if he doesn't
think
understand
of the old movie,
it, though, and his colleagues really realize he doesn't understand it, they could have replaced him, Kurt.
Yes, exactly.
So even if he doesn't understand, right. Again, it's an irrelevant discussion. Okay, now John Boehner refused to rule out the possibility, insisting that Democrats should get the blame if the shutdown happens.
Well, now, and this is where your he who owns the media makes the rules part really fits in here, Sam. Because what'll happen, you know, is if he would choose to say, hey, the Democrats are the ones that are holding this thing up, and enough people understood that message, then sure, that would be the way it is. But they always are complaining and saying, hey, well, there's just too many guys that get told it's us and we're the bad guys. You know, they're just,
you're right about
in my
that.
Opinion, they're just wimps.
Now, let me lay this out because I think it articulates exactly what you're saying, Kurt. So they say this, if funding for Homeland Security lapses, Washington Democrats are going to bear the responsibility, the Ohio Republicans said. Now, listen. Senate Democrats should stop blocking debate on the, quote, House-passed bill. Now, listen carefully. They say some House conservatives go further, arguing that a shutdown would hardly even be calamitous. Why? Well, because the large majority of department personnel in Homeland Security would be, quote, deemed essential, and they would report to work regardless.
Now, that's most exactly wouldn't even get right. paid until the shutdown. That's a key fact.
Go ahead, Kurt.
That's a key fact. That's a very important fact. Our buddy from Arizona that we met with, I'm trying to remember his name, but anyway, you know, the congressman from Arizona, he brought that up. He said, hey, man, what happened the last time? Those guys got paid as well, and most of them showed up for work. You know, I was kind of hoping they wouldn't show up for work.
Well, that's right. And so what is because they have this term called essential. And so they might not get paid till the shutdown's over, but they would be required to go to work. Now they say, look at the last shutdown, for example, 85 to 90% of the personnel from the Department of Homeland Security still came to work. And they all got paid eventually, says, can you guess who, Kurt?
That was our buddy Matt Salmon,
that's right.
if I
yes,
remember
sir.
Right.
Roger
yeah,
that.
That's
yeah.
right.
It says Matt Salmon, our good friend.
From Arizona.
Now, they say one possibility is to remove the language on immigration and pass a clean funding bill, which would probably create the biggest revolt from the most conservative members. Another option is to pass a short-term extension of the Department of Homeland Security funding. They say the latter idea more palatable to conservatives, et cetera, et cetera. A third option is to dig in for a fight. Now listen carefully and let the funding dry up for an agency that is seen as essential to protecting the nation. Now here's the problem that I have with this whole thing, Kurt. What on earth are we talking about? Why is Homeland Security essential? We've only had it for, what, Kurt, a little over 10 years?
Good point. And
Let's
that's exactly the points that need to be said.
Let's come back and talk about this in detail because I think that's the clear point that we need to discuss. We need to talk about this essential versus non-essential term as well. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Some of you might be wondering, just what is the Get Prepared Expo? The Get Prepared Expo is designed to help everyone survive tornadoes, snowstorms, ice storms, earthquakes, and God forbid, a real terrorist attack. Are you ready? Have you thought through all the scenarios? At the Get Prepared Expo, you'll meet exhibitors who will help you prepare and survive and learn what you need. Included in your all-day passes are one-hour seminars on water filtration, cooking and heating without electricity, wood, or any kind of fuel. The all-important survival garden and growing food with heirloom seeds, radiation detection and radiation survival. There are over 60 seminars at the Get Prepared Expo. Think of it as a college preparedness degree in a weekend. Get Prepared Expos are taught by preparedness leaders, authors, medical doctors, and radio personalities. Bring your questions. We have the answers. We hope to see you the last weekend in March, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold 2 adults and 1 child or 4 young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter extra large cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So the Republicans always claim they never have enough power. They can't really stop this. They can't do that. They just can't. McConnell, after his no shutdowns on the government pledge, finds himself legislatively boxed in. They say frustrated Republicans taste limits of majority control. I say not. But the real issue, Kurt, is that we've got a problem with funding. We can talk all day, no matter who you think has the power. Look, we got how many? 240-some-odd Republicans? Mm-hmm. And you only need 218 to be in lockstep. That's if no Democrats side with you. And a lot of the fiscally responsible Democrats would join. You could flat out defund anything you want to. And this battle about we got to have the Senate get aboard, we got to have a veto-proof majority, we got to have this, we got to have that. None of it's true. It's all a big old lie because you can just flat out say, do what you want. Homeland Security, but you don't have a penny to your name, and so therefore you're not going to pay any of your workers, period. It's not even a temporary shutdown. It's a flat out, we're going to shut it down. But here's the problem, Kurt. They debate over this, quote, essential versus non-essential government services, and then you let the mainstream press in bed with the in-power inside leaders determine, quote, what's essential. And you say, by golly, Homeland Security is essential to the security of the nation. My response, though, is it's only 10 years old, ladies and gentlemen. It has violated more citizens' rights than any other government agency on the planet. And the reality is we've kept America safe for what, Kurt? Well over a couple hundred years without it? I mean, come on.
That's right.
So what do you say? I think we need to redefine essential versus non-essential and say constitutional versus unconstitutional. And we need to flat out not even talk about a temporary shutdown, a full shutdown of this government agency. Here's the problem. It's Republicans' baby, Kurt. They're not going to shut it down. It's their baby. They love Homeland Security.
And, you know, so much of it, it's just like you were reading this one piece there that talks about, here's your three choices. Now, you know, typically they just give you two choices and they're both bad and you never get a third. But in this one, they've got these three choices. And the third option, they say, is to dig in. They're talking about what the House conservatives can do. Dig in for a fight and let funding dry up for an agency that is seen as essential to protecting the nation. And yet, you brought up the fact that, hey, all you have to do is simply tell folks, well, we were protected for how many years before we ever got the Department of Homeland Security? And imagine how many times guys like Rand Paul have brought up, well, look what these guys do at the airports. Look what they do to violate our civil liberties and all these other, you know, things. You know, if they really wanted to, you know, guys like Boehner, like McConnell could just say, look, you know, it's not something we need. It's not something we had. In fact, we know that we've been given a mandate. So now we're going to take us back to constitutional government, one thing at a time.
And if you wanted to really, Kurt, discuss this, you would reject this essential versus non-essential game playing. That way you don't have to discuss the Constitution. You just decide, well, golly, if we can kind of make you feel like the end of the world's going to come, if we don't have this, then there's this kind of essential need idea. It doesn't have to do with authority or constitutionality or any of those kind of things that way. It's a false paradigm debate, and I don't even see Rand Paul or any other conservative bringing up this reality. It isn't a discussion of a, quote, essential or perceived need or opinion-based reality about security or, okay, it's constitution, the rule of law. And what I find fascinating about this is, hey, all we got to do is get rid of Homeland Security and maybe get a lot of our troops home from the 130-plus nations we're involved in militarily, gallivanting around the world, sticking our nose in everybody else's business. We could bring home a lot of those troops, and I don't think we'd have a security problem defending America at all, Kurt.
Well, you're exactly right, Sam. And, you know, there are solutions. You know, and you bring up the fact that, hey, right now you don't hear much about, you know, whether it's Rand Paul or whatever. Well, but it always points out the fact that, hey, if the media wants to, they can give somebody big-time coverage or they can beat up on them or whatever. Like, for example, the... you know, I just checked Rand Paul, Googled it right now, and there's several stories. You've got BBC News, Rand Paul and his Ron Paul conundrum. You've got Rand Paul has passport, won't travel. President Paul, Wall Street on high alert. So, you know, there are stories, but it all just depends on who's given the big coverage.
Yes, but it also depends on who these. It also depends on who these guys turn to for answers, Kurt. Rand Paul's emailing me going, Sam, I need your opinion. Sam, weigh in on this. Sam, I need your advice. Sam, I need your guidance over and over and over in his emails to me. And every one of them says, please send your cash to me, baby. But none of them lets me get a hold of Rand Paul to give him my advice, my guidance, my direction. I can't get a hold of Rand Paul if my life depends on it, but yet he reaches out over and over begging me for advice. Nevertheless, he doesn't turn to me, Kurt, to get out his story and force the mainstream press into admitting or covering the issues. He could turn to alternative media, but I don't see him doing it, Kurt. In fact, I see him making it impossible for alternative media to get a hold of him.
It's a great point as well in that... then it would strengthen the media that is his friends, his, you know, in a way, typically his support group, the folks that preach freedom and liberty and stuff like that. That would be strengthened if he would simply do as you suggested.
Well, and I don't mean to down Rand Paul or Ron Paul or any of these people. I try to support good whenever they do good, and I try to reject bad whenever bad. But what I try to do is base it on principle. Let me give you an example. I like Ron Paul big time. I think he's done a tremendous job for his country. I think he's an American modern-day hero. I believe all that about Ron Paul. Okay, is he perfect? No. Is he tremendous and one of the best leaders we've had in modern times? I believe so. However, you know what? Ron Paul, when he ran for president two times in a row, 2008 and 2012, we're talking big bucks, Kurt, over the whole time. Well over $100 million got mixed into that, Kurt. And out of that $100 million, the mainstream press, who's his enemy for the most part, got literally big, 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 big money, a big piece of that pie. Not only did I not get a single penny for our efforts in the media, not a single penny, but I promoted him for free, Kurt. So it cost me money to support Ron Paul in 2008 and 2012, and the mainstream press got rich to virtually be his enemy. Well, friendly enough.
It's a great point.
Short term, but, you know. And that
and
just goes to show, I'm not trying to down Ron, but I am trying to point out a principle. We will never have the mainstream press get, we'll never have the mainstream press get shut out and the new media continue to grow and taking center stage when we have even our friends turn elsewhere, right?
That's exactly right.
All right, let's Very talk about point. This governor. I guess there's a governor that wants to fast and pray, Kurt? Whoa, dude, what's
well,
going on around here?
Sam, it's my little sub-headline. See, what you've got is...
this is a fake headline?
Well, the top one is
Kurt's
a normal
doing the Brian
headline.
Williams thing?
Well, what you've got is... This is what's happened here in Utah. Now, you know, in other places they would say, oh, it's a killer winter, but here in Utah it's been unprecedented, I guess you could say warmer quite a bit. I mean, we broke records that were set like 30-something years ago or whatever it is, and they say, where's winter? Utah in unprecedented territory that's killing us, experts say. And then I put in the sub-headline that I said, coming soon, I'm sure. Governor calls for prayer and fasting in this matter. And, you know, it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, Sam, because, you know, the sad thing is that's exactly what the people of the land must do if they want God's blessings. Right, Sam?
Well, that's no doubt true. So my now headline, I kind of changed Kurt's headline a little bit because we don't want to have people think that we're saying something that isn't true. So now the headline
That's
says
really
this.
A story that says that, yeah.
The headline says this now. Governor calls for prayer and fasting in this matter. Dream on.
Not, yeah, and, that's right. Good.
Well, I had not on the one above it, Kurt. Frustrated okay, Republicans taste limits of majority control. Not. Governor calls for prayer and fasting in this matter. Dream on. Now federal judge stalls Obama's executive action on immigration, Kurt.
Well, yeah, here's a, you know, a Texas judge, South Texas, they say, according to Juan A. Lozano, writes for the My Way Boys, myway.com. He says a federal judge in South Texas temporarily, I wonder if it's like the temporary tax at the income taxes, temporarily blocked President Barack Obama's executive action on immigration, giving a coalition of 26 states time to pursue a lawsuit that aims to permanently stop the orders. Yeah.
Permanently? Let's talk about it more in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt on your radio. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is Mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
You know, Kurt Crosby, the founders expected the judiciary to be the weakest branch of government. It's the furthest from the people. There's virtually no accountability. Judges are there for life upon good behavior, etc. They were meant to have a minimalist role, but now they've become the strongest branch of government in our perverted system that lacks checks and balances. Federal judge halts Obama amnesty. White House to appeal. Now, I get Barack's abuse. I get this judge's willingness to stop it. And on one hand, we could clap and, you know, say this federal judge that stalled Barack Obama's action on immigration, we could say that's great news. The judge says the president lacks the legal authority to carry out his orders. The U.S. District Court judge rules. Now, I get all that, and I don't disagree, except for you got 535 members of Congress, Kurt, that are controlled by the Republicans, and they've had control for nigh on to a month now, or a little over a month, and they knew they were going to have control now for almost 4 months, Kurt, and they couldn't get anything done at all. But yet a single judge single-handedly says, hey, stop, Barry, we're not doing this. What on earth is going on around here, sir?
Well, one thing it does point out, Sam, is, you know, the strengths of our system, even though it's not really working the way it's supposed to right yeah. now, since, you know, so many of, especially our Congress critters, you know, just sit there and act like, oh, woe is me, we can't do anything. But, you know, your guys... when it really is set up the way it is, with three branches of government, legislative, judicial, and executive, each one can not really trump the other, but it can slow down them, definitely.
The abuses,
for example,
sure.
Yeah, you know, that's what you see happening here. Even in our time, 2015, how many years from the founding fathers? And you can see the beauty of the way the system was set up. And so what can happen to rein in federal judges, Sam? You want to tell them what mostly reins in federal judges?
Well, number one, you could impeach them for manipulating their
That's
oath of
right.
office and basically
That's
becoming
right.
activist judges from the bench trying to make law and manipulate law. In this case, I commend this judge because I think he's correct. Barack's abused power, and one of the checks and balances are for judges to say, hey, wait a minute. You don't have authority to do that. That is not the law. You can't make law, Barack. And I think that's in this case, it's well done. I'm just pointing out that Congress could have beat the judge to the punch at reining in the third branch of the executive branch of government in this case, and they should have, and they didn't. It just shows the failure of Congress, but thank heavens we do have three branches, and thank heavens there are more checks. I'm just pointing out that it's fascinating that 535 wringing their hands bureaucrats can't get anything done, but yet a single judge can say, whoa, wait a minute, stop. You can't make law from the Oval Office. That is not constitutional. We will not let you do it. And the judge's statement is this. The president lacks the legal authority to carry out his orders. That's what the U.S. District Judge rules, Kurt. So it's interesting. Congress should be able to have done it. They should have beat the judge to the punch, Kurt.
Well, and yet you see what one individual, you know, kind of a Judge Roy Moore type, whatever, what one individual can do, especially if that individual, well, you know, he gets listened to. Now, in Utah, remember, Sam, a buddy of ours was actually on a grand jury years ago who basically indicted the Federal Reserve. Now, the sad thing in that case was the judiciary basically called them a runaway grand jury. In other words, they didn't heed them. But in this case, you've got this South Texas federal judge who is, well, he's speaking up and he's making some waves. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's folks making waves down there. What is this, Rio de Janeiro? Where is this, Brazil, Kurt? You got a big old party?
Well, yeah. Yeah, and this, you know, they call it Carnival, the sad thing about it, Sam, is it shows you, you know, that in my opinion, these are the best of times and these are the worst of times. It just depends on where you look and what you see. You've got young people basically, looking for these, they call them hookups, etc., that are going on with these big street parties and all this kind of stuff. They say it's, all this freedom and all this kind of stuff, and they say they've got these million barely clad bodies defying the subtropical heat to press together into a sweaty, beer-guzzling, random, stranger-kissing mass of humanity. Now, that, we're not talking about Congress. We're
sounds
talking
like Mardi Gras America.
Carnival. Or... yeah, well, that's exactly right. But, the sad thing is, ladies and gentlemen, this is going on. And what do you think the God of Heaven thinks of, that situation?
Yeah.
On the other hand, I can tell you about young people that do get together and don't participate in those kinds of things.
In fact,
so,
they do good things all the day long when they get together. That's
that's right.
Now, that what's interesting about this, Kurt, is it's called a Rio Tinder theme carnival street party facilitates flings, in other words. But do you understand what's at the heart of this, Kurt?
Well, they've got these software deals that you've talked about
before.
It's an application
called Tinder.
Yeah, yeah. And, bottom line is it's a sad... it's not what you want to use your computer for.
Well, and Tinder, believe it or not, again, we cannot blame the technology, Kurt, because you can use Tinder to bring people together for sex, which I would submit to you would be an absolute gross misuse of God-given technology.
Yep, good point.
Perverted by Satan and his minions. Or, you could use Tinder to literally find good moral people to spend time with. I know several people that have met from Tinder that are literally dating. They're working on getting married and stuff like that. And if you bring people together for good moral purposes, there's nothing wrong with bringing people together. It again,
yeah,
is
for
all
example,
the intent.
I mean, imagine if you used it for patriotic purposes and you had, events that, Sheriff Mack was in town. Amen. Whip out a thing and tell everybody and they all show up. I mean, great, great use of technology, right?
Yeah, exactly. Or two people that literally, they're not really looking for sex, but they are looking for a companion for life, a marriage partner. You could, instead of out the sexual qualities and, hey, let's see who's, down to bang, as that one application calls it. Hey, who's willing to have sex? If you say, look at everybody's pictures, and if you agree that you're willing to have sex with them, then say yes. And then if both parties say yes, then they're hooked up. Okay, that's the misuse. But imagine an appropriate use of the technology to say we can bring people together for the right reasons, for whether it's patriotic purposes, whether it's marriage purposes, whether it's collaboration on a project purpose, whether it's to raise money. Like, for example, what if you had an application, Kurt, that let everybody know Richard Mack had a heart attack and would love to help, pay his medical bills. You could do that kind of a thing. You could go do that kind of thing through that application. And not only would it bring you together, but you could use it for news to make people aware of things, then bring people together for solutions. Or let's really say that we wanted Ron Paul to run for president, and we could use some application that brought everybody together for funding. You could use it for so many good purposes. Mm-hmm. But we've only raised $11,333 for Richard Matkert. It's been 171 people in 24 days. We've raised only a little over, you know, a little over $11,000. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm grateful we've raised that money. I am. But I'm also saying, huh, Kurt, that's nothing. I mean, people basically have their dog get sick or their dog save somebody, and literally more money goes in to raise money for somebody's dog, Kurt.
Yep. Great
so,
point.
You know, there you have
now,
it.
Now, you know, that's the amount of money that's on GoFundMe. We know of a lot of people who have literally sent theirs directly to Sheriff Mack or whatever. But, you know, the bottom line is, really, think about it. In America, with 330 million people, if we had 1%, you know, you're talking about 3.3 million people that did $1 a day. You know, you're talking about $3.3 million a day to go to, well, restoring our country.
And, you
and
put
that's
it
where
the
you
media,
go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com.
You could put it into the media. You could put it into helping Sheriff Richard Mack pay medical bills. You could bring it to Shane Harger and help him defend against abusive charges against him for standing up for liberty. You could do it to help the Republic Broadcasting Network, Liberty News Radio. And there's so many ways that you could really participate in just incredible causes. But don't worry, to round out the hour, I guess George Washington's in the news, Kurt.
Well, it's an example of how the media can be used for good or evil. In this case, their opinion page there, they've got an author, Erica Armstrong Dunbar, and the headline reads, you know, I mean, we're talking about during George Washington's celebration and stuff, but their headline is George Washington, slave catcher. You know, instead of promoting the good, the tremendous things that he did, especially where he refused to be king, you know, they're going to promote him as a slaveholder. You know, George Washington.
Well, they got to try to destroy the characters of those who've done the most for liberty. And those who have done the most for liberty, you know what? They are really following in the Savior's way. You know, he never got a fair shake either. So, you know, when you're right on target, you're catching flack. I kind of look at it as that scenario, Kurt. If you expect to be a follower of Christ and promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property, and literally stand with Jesus Christ for the great principle, the sacred cause of liberty, and you expect no trouble in doing so, think again. History tells a different tale. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We can restore America. You're going to help LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.